I'm excited to spend this time with you talking about my favorite subject, sex. I think it's great that you've chosen this program to participate in because it absolutely can rekindle your desire and bring your sexy back. How? By awakening your mind, your sexy mind that is, to own and turbocharge your experience of sexual pleasure. I hope you have your workbook ready because I'm going to let you know when it's time to grab it and record your answers to the questions and exercises we're going to be going through. You can pause this recording at any time and take as much time as you want or would like to have on any given exercise. So let's begin. Why might you be here? Perhaps you want to take time to take your sex life to a whole new, higher level and want to know how. Or perhaps you're feeling in a sexual rut. Maybe you're feeling a little hopeless or afraid, resigned to a feeling that things will always be as they are today, even trying to make sense of how you're in a sexless marriage. Or perhaps you've always felt disconnected from sex or pleasure in your body, or never quite able to feel that pleasure with a partner or an intimate partner. And it's also possible you just might have forgotten what it's like to feel sexy and have desire when you've been so busy dealing with kids, family, career, deadlines, and running your household. When have you even had the time to think about your sex life? Or maybe you're also just concerned about what your body looks like and the dress size that you're in, and you just no longer are feeling sexy. Regardless of how you found yourself here, I can assure you that you're not alone. You're here because you want to want, and you have a sense that you're missing out. What I know from working with women over the past 15 years is that whether you've been feeling like this for months, years, and sometimes for as long as you can remember, or have known your sexual self, you just have come to believe that certain pleasures and feelings of desire are just not possible for you. Given that, it makes perfect sense that you doubt the possibility of the magnitude of change that I'm going to be talking about. And that's transformational change. Because it can happen. And I'm sure if I could speak individually to each of you, we could all make perfect sense of why your life looks, and your sex in particular, looks exactly the way it does today. And I'm inviting you in this moment to take in at your deepest levels of knowing that you don't have to stay in that stuck place. The part I want you to get is that whether you're alone, in relationship, you can have limitless pleasure and possibility in your sex life. And who wouldn't want to have great sex? Because the benefits of it are just amazing and very documented. Because after all, what is more rejuvenating and invigorating than sex? It's a natural antidepressant and stress reliever, and it's one of the few ways that naturally, organically, and predictably, and I love that, predictably, that we feel fully alive and present in our experience. Sex is many things. It can be a great way to give and receive love. It can be a force for personal growth, a source for physical and emotional healing, the inspiration for self-realization and spiritual nourishment, a fountain of joy that promotes relaxation, intellectual stimulation, emotional well-being, and physical health, to name just a few. You're here now because a part of you knows that more pleasure in your life is possible. And I'm honored that you're here and want you too to honor that part of yourself that knows you have not yet being the operative word, awakened your sexual potential. And I know how busy we all are, and I'm grateful that you've chosen to spend this time with me, and that you're ready to make this time and commitment and priority in your life for exploring and growing this curious part of you. And I promise it's going to be well worth your while. So if you follow the steps I'm going to outline, I assure you, you can turn your sex life around or take it to the next level. Just depends on where you're finding yourself right now. I'm going to start by telling you a little bit about me so you know exactly how I came to know these keys to rekindle your desire. Keys that I have helped and developed with hundreds of clients to turn around their sex lives over the last 15 years. Professionally, I'm a clinical psychologist certified in MAGO, a style of couples therapy developed by Harville and Helen Hendricks, and certified in sex therapy by ASECT, and it's a mouthful, the American Association of Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. But in addition to these certifications, I've had the fortunate opportunity to get my sex therapy training at one of the most prestigious and rigorous training programs, the Helen Singer Kaplan Human Sexuality Program at the Weill Cornell Medical College. Helen was a pioneer in sex therapy and is accredited with adding the desire phase to the sexual response cycle described by Masters and Johnson. Personally, I'm married 14 years and have two kids. And from both perspectives, I understand what it's like to be in a sexual rut and what it takes to get yourself out. I also know what it feels like to be hostage to an old story that no longer really works for you. Sure, it does a little, or you wouldn't be doing it. Still, the cost of having to become far more clear to you, and you can no longer accept this as your only option. We need to grow, stretch, and try on new experiences, ways of thinking, how you're showing up for yourself and in the world. Because I promise you, there's nothing like it. I am passionate about helping others get what I got and finding their sexy. So let me give you a personal example that you might, many of you, that is, easily resonate with, and I think that's our battles with the scale. At 40, I lost 30 pounds when I finally realized it didn't matter if my metabolism had slowed, because we all know that's what happens with age, or that I had kids, or that I'd carried extra weight since the fourth grade. At the end of the day, I fell under the influence of that story, and the results were the same. Same thoughts, same actions. Until one day I realized, and I really took in, that I could rewrite my story. No matter how much evidence I had had that it was true, or that it was part of my past, in this day, I could choose, molecule by molecule, to set forth in motion a new reality, and one that feels so much better. And many of you, I believe, are probably under the influence of a sex story that doesn't serve you. It may be because of messages you received growing up, religious beliefs, early childhood experiences, unwanted sexual experiences, even traumatic experiences or lack of experience. There are countless sexual stories that unconsciously and automatically get told and retold that are creating your current reality. And today, I'm inviting you to write a new narrative. Are you ready? Great. Let's begin by establishing a mindset that is primed for your learning. I'm inviting you right now to enter into an experience that promises to transform your heart, mind, body, and soul as much as you can allow. And anything can happen if you let it. And I know that you're here because you want to feel more desire and sexual pleasure than you're feeling right now, whether you're single or in a relationship. And now in this moment, I'm just inviting you to listen with what I'm about to say, with a specific mindset and intention. To be open and receptive that change is possible. To notice your own thoughts and feelings without judgment. This part of you is needed now. Again, I cannot stress enough, without judgment. Compassion for ourselves. Take chances. Mindfully stretch. Always learn from what happens. Be curious and ask yourself questions. Can you do that? And I know it might not be that easy, because that mindset is the one that will enable you to take away full advantage of this program. But I think we've all had a lot of conditioning and history that makes that often so challenging to do. So one of the things that I think can be helpful is if we really try to center you in that intention, focusing on the stretching, taking chances, being open to learning, being open and receptive that change is possible. So I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath in. and exhale, and then another in and out, and one more in and out. And leave everything else to the side. This is your time, with nothing you need to do right now and no demands whatsoever. Allow yourself to take in what feels like it fits and notice what feels doable right now in this moment and what may take a little bit more time or need more support. Everything you need is available to you when you are ready to accept and choose it. And I'm inviting you to begin living your life right now, owning and taking responsibility for your happiness and your choices. So I'm going to share with you a passage from The Garland of Love by Daphne King Rosma. This is a passage that really inspired me and inspired so many of my clients to set their path for this journey. Whatever you dream of, hope for, want to change, or wish would happen in your life, it's happening now. Wanting change, dreaming a dream, wishing for things to become as you envision them to be, are all acts of the unconscious that, molecule by molecule, set in motion the chemistry of change. Imagination is instantaneous, but achieving what we hope for takes time. Still, once we have started to hold a vision in our hearts and minds, and the feelings of hope and expectation that we quietly acknowledge to ourselves, we have already initiated the process that can make that possibility real. So whatever you desire, whatever change you want to occur, whatever outcome you seek, remember it's happening now. The desire itself is already creating the outcome. Because we're talking about sex, I'd like to paraphrase that last line. So whatever sex you desire, whatever change in your sexual experience that you want to occur, whatever sex outcome you want to seek, remember, it's happening now. Your desire for greater sexual pleasure is itself already creating the outcome. I want you too to have the liberating experience of rewriting your story from the inside out. And I'm going to ask you to be stretching of what I like to call the just right growth stretch. You remember Goldilocks, don't you? That's the stretch that's not too hot or too cold, too big or too small, but the one that is just right for the direction of change that you desire. And I'm going to be asking you to be bold and make mistakes, because it's only in trying on paced and gradual new experiences that we learn truly what does and doesn't work for us. You own your own personal sexy mind that holds the keys to the transformational power of sex for you. Because sex can be easy and fun, and it doesn't ever have to look the same. And I mean by positions or experience, unless you or your partner decide that you'd like to try that one on again. Because I certainly know that we all have our favorites. And each one of us holds inside of us the blueprint or template of the kind of sex or sex life that truly meets our own unique needs and desires. There's no right way. There's only your way. So where does your pleasure come from? I'm going to be asking you now to do a few exercises to open your mind. So right now we're going to go to page 6 of your workbook, and you'll see the scale for ranking. So on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how would you rank the role of your mind as the place from which you experience sexual pleasure? And how would you rank your body on that same 1 to 10 scale as the place from which you experience sexual pleasure? Because what I know is that most of us believe that pleasure comes from our bodies. And the mind has an influence, but a much smaller part. And if that's what you believe, and your number is higher for the body than the mind, you are part right and part wrong. Yes, it's certainly true, our ability to know a feeling or experience does come from our physical body. That said, our brain or our mind is our biggest sex organ. Our minds ultimately determine how much pleasure we are open to experience and allow. Allow being an operative word. And as I love to say, a sexy mind is a terrible thing to waste. And yet, sadly, so many women unwittingly do just that, often because of what has or has not happened in their life. And many women begin to tell them stories about who they are and what will or won't happen for them, or how their bodies will look or not look, and based on how they look, what kind of sexiness they can allow or let in. And they define their limits by what they see out there, or they're told from out there, and what others tell them to think, do, or believe. And I'm here to tell you, if you think it, you're in a dialogue, your story, then it better be what you want. Because what I'm talking about with you is how we all shape our world and our experience. And the great news is, you're the architect. You're the narrator of your own life. And I'm here to show you now exactly how you can rekindle your desire by awakening your sexy mind and experience the pleasure that you desire. And this now brings us to our keys. These are the four keys that are going to give you the powerful and effective steps to kindle your desire, awaken your sexy mind, and own your own sexual pleasure. Are you ready? Here it is. Key number one, open your mind. Because free your mind and the rest will follow. This key will unfold as we do a few of these exercises together. And I'm going to say some words and phrases. And all I want you to do is listen. Make room to notice any thoughts, feelings, or sensations that might come up. You can write down your responses in your workbook. So take a moment right now, go to worksheet 1, Words Carry Feelings. Are you ready? Passionate sex. Foreplay. Angry sex. Slow sex. Makeup sex. Outdoors. Sex toys. Light touch. Firm hands. Vibrators. Lights on. Lights off. Dildo. Orgasm. Vagina. Penis. Anal. Vulnerable. Quiet. Loud. Exposed. Aroused. What was that like? And what did you notice? What thoughts, what feelings? Were you surprised? Which did you like? And what words might have felt just a little bit uncomfortable? The reason I asked you to notice your reaction to these words is to give you the opportunity to notice that you already have feelings about these words and what they mean to you. They may bring good, bad, or neutral feelings. Some may speak more strongly to you and directly to you than others. Sex is limitless. There really is no good or bad, no permitted or prohibited, or any limitations other than the ones that we've imposed, either consciously or unconsciously. We are just not blank slates when it comes to sex, because we've all had lifetime of experiences and messages that have over time formed what and how we think about sex. And I'm asking you in this moment to move beyond what you already know and make room for something new. I have a few more exercises for you. I want you to fill in this worksheet in your workbook. It's worksheet number 2. So fill in the sentence. I would have a great sex life today if only ... Really give this one some thought. What would you need or would have to change for you to really have the sex you most want to experience? Is it one particular thing you feel you need or many things? Does it feel like it's specific to your current partner? I'm inviting you to notice what you name and feel is or are the barriers to your having the sex you desire. And notice if this limit is something about something out there, like your partner, their qualities, behaviors, situations, things they're not doing, or is it something in you, your own thoughts, feelings, or approach to sex? So I'm going to be quiet now and give you a minute to reflect on that answer. So what did you write? Because this is your story. This is what you tell yourself about you and your experience. So what is the story you tell yourself about sex? About your body? About what's possible or impossible to you to feel and with whom? Because there are many reasons and experiences that you've had and things that you've been told that helped you to make up that story. The truth is, however, you, and this is huge, are the only one carrying it forward. It's literally and figuratively behind you. And it's important to note that if you thought it or spent time thinking about it, it better be what you want. Because you are inviting it to be in your reality, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. What we focus on expands, and what we resist persists. We've all had the experience of protesting what we don't want or like, and whether that's an extra 5 or 10 pounds or frustration that you have with your partner always, and you can name whatever that behavior is for you. But the point is, when you focus on anything, and we know from hypnosis the power of that concentrated energy, of that concentrated focus, only in this case, we're not focusing on what we want. We're actually creating a powerful laser beam on what we don't want, and ultimately serves to attract more of the same. Your negative thoughts and limiting beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies. It is your choice. You can stay in a world of noticing the negative, which I can assure you can find anywhere. It's always easy to find. Or you can focus on the positive and the vision of what you want. And then, molecule by molecule, you will be setting forth the path for that to happen. the possibilities are limitless. Your mind and your actions, or your behavior or lack of behavior, is what determines your future. So I am inviting you to own and change your story from this moment forward. How do you want to rewrite it? Start thinking about what it is that you want to feel, experience, and know. This truly is an inside job. So let's try on another exercise. I'd like you to close your eyes. And now I want you to imagine, who would be your ideal lover? What are the qualities of that person? Is it creativity, intelligence, sensitivity, humor, good looks, someone who's passionate, who knows what they want, romantic, honest, takes charge, or follows orders? Now I want you to open your eyes and write what first comes into your head on your third worksheet, looking inward to find what you want. And I'm going to give you a minute to do that, or please pause the recording to take all the time that you need. Take note, how many of the qualities do you have, or would you like to have, or have more of? Is it possible that what you seek in your ideal lover is you, growing or owning these parts of yourself? The point of this exercise is to stop looking outside of yourself for what you want. When you can give yourself permission for so many of these things that you actually want, need, and enjoy. So I hope you're not tired of these exercises, because I have just one more for you in this process, in this first key of self-discovery to open your mind. Now that you're becoming aware, or perhaps more aware, that your thoughts and reactions are a part of your story, and that your story does shape the world you experience, let's take a look at how well you're doing turning your own self on and owning your sexual pleasure. So why don't you grab your workbook and look for worksheet number 4, Mind Over Matter. And I want you to ask yourself, I turn myself on when? And really think, when it's when I think about what I do, what I don't do, what I feel. And I'm going to be quiet for a bit to give you some time to think about it. I turn myself on when. And now I want you to ask yourself, I turn myself off when? And again, when you think about, you do, you don't do, or you feel. So again, I turn myself off when. Did you find yourself struggling to make sense of these questions? Because after all, don't you most spend your time thinking about all the ways in which your partner does or doesn't do things that turn you on or turn you off? And if you do, you are not alone. That's what most of us do. Our brains are wired to notice the negative as a part of our just survival instinct. We need to notice bad things to take action. But the thing is, there are no more saber-toothed tigers out there. And we often see and feel what feels like danger or just feels bad or disappointing everywhere. And that's the part that I really want you to get, is even when it's true, and there are things that your partner does or doesn't do that are a real turnoff or drive you nuts, the point is, they just are. Good or bad. When you accept this and them, and no, I don't mean by that that you just have to, you know, accept your partner and that he doesn't equally have to stretch in the ways or doing things so that they don't continue this way. But what I am saying it means is that in this particular moment, good or bad, in this moment right now, just accepting that it is. Because the reality is, whether the glass is half empty or half full, either way, you're right. And I can assure you, those perspectives feel incredibly different. So isn't it time we stop our tendency to finger point and look outside of ourselves for the things that need to change that would make us feel better? Did you also find that you had many more ways of turning yourself off than on? It might help you to know that you're also not alone in that either. Because again, as I said, our brains are hardwired for a negativity bias. We do tend to notice and hold on to things that we dislike or don't want. And we're forever noticing or taking in and receiving the negative and not being able to really take in or receive the things that are good. So I'm inviting you in this moment to try and adopt a new practice. It's called the 5-to-1 rule. And this rule comes from the work of John Gottman, an internationally renowned marriage researcher. The rule, however, has far broader implications and applications. Because the rule states, for every negative you notice, think of 5 positives. What else is also true in that moment, when you notice the negative, that is, that you can also be thankful for or appreciate? Like if you're in relationship, being thankful that you have a partner who wants to share these experiences with you. Because I can assure you, when you create a practice of this rule, you are consciously and purposefully redirecting your attention to what you want. And note, that doesn't mean you don't notice or won't notice the negative. Of course you will. We're wired for it. It just means don't linger on it or feed its intensity by dwelling on thoughts that, like a billow to a flame, will just keep refueling the negative and making them bigger. So isn't it time you own your sexual pleasure, focusing your attention on what you want and creating the experiences that turn you on? You know, that is what's so wonderful and powerful about the sexy mind. You can consciously take time to create the thoughts, images, and feelings that really turn you on. You literally can experience mind-blowing orgasms without being touched by another person. Did you know that? And you can turn yourself on long before your partner enters the room. You truly can transform the way your sex life looks on the outside by transforming yourself on the inside. This is really big, and it's a foundational step to having the sex life you want. This is an inside job, and you, and in some ways you alone, have the power to interrupt and change any patterns that no longer serve you. So that's our first key, recognizing the story that you're already telling yourself. How much are you under the influence of that story? And in what ways does or doesn't it work for you? Hopefully, you're realizing the importance of our narrative or your narrative. Again, it doesn't mean that you're not having negative circumstances in your life that are causing real stress or are problematic. And it doesn't mean that your partner doesn't play a role. It means, however, even when you notice these things, that you don't get stuck on them and put more energy into them, which will absolutely make them bigger. When you engage in a practice of bringing your attention from noticing a negative to paying attention to what's also true and possible, positive, or even emerging in the moment. That's a big difference in how we are co-creating our life and our experience. So the second key I want to share with you is to dream your dream and create your vision. This is your life, and we only get one. And I'm inviting you to show up for it in all that you want. So I can share that for me, the vision that I have that motivated me comes from a commercial from the 1980s. I don't know if any of you remember, but it was Angelé perfume. And it was something like, I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never ever let him forget he's my man, because I'm a woman, Angelé. I wish I had a voice to sing it for you. But to me, that's my mantra, because my dream of having it all and wanting it balanced in my life means balancing all the roles that I have, a mother, a wife, being a woman of the world. And I don't want sex at the bottom of my list. I really like the experience and feeling of keeping erotic energy charged between me and my husband. And I'm inviting you to connect within your own self, your core values, what feels authentically true. Don't let external circumstances or your current situation keep you from living your own truth that already lies within you, or from dreaming and living the dream that I imagine also lies deep within you, or perhaps actually is maybe just on the surface busting at the seams to get out. This is goal setting from the inside out. When you connect with what feels right and true, this will be your beacon of light, and it will guide you to change in all the ways that you desire with those new thoughts and what those new behaviors will be. It is perhaps the best day of your life when you learn that your life is your own. You alone are responsible for your sexual pleasure. There is no one to blame. This is the day that claiming your sex life begins. So I'm inviting you to begin to envision your dream, your own personal great life with great sex, and whatever exactly that looks like and means to you. I want you to create it like a 3D movie. Really roll the camera forward into the future and imagine with all five of your senses what your life as you desire it really looks and feels like. Truly step into that picture. This key, creating your clear dream and vision, is huge. So I want you to grab your workbook for worksheet number 5, the new sexy story of my life. And I want you to consider pausing this recording now and honestly taking 20 to 30 minutes to let your mind paint the picture of the life, the sex, and the relationship that you really want. If you want to keep listening, that's okay too, but definitely please come back and take the time with this exercise. Your dream is your guide. It will absolutely let you know when you're on or off course so that in real life and in real time, you can course correct when you're not inviting in, showing up for, or having the experiences that will allow for your dream and the choices you make in this moment that will bring your dream into your future reality. I promise you that your future self is already thanking you. And what I'm covering now, I know, may feel too simplistic and not hold the level of detail that you may need to really vision your future. I've been a therapist for over 15 years, so believe me, I know that sometimes we truly do have blocks and feelings that prevent us from trying on new behaviors or even allowing the possibility of a dream or a different experience of our future. Others of you may actually have the picture and you see the dream, but you're still really unclear for yourself what your own next personal growth stretches are and how to pace them in such a way that it actually ensures your happiness. Sometimes you already have someone in your life to share this journey with in a confidential and safe space. And if you don't, and you're stuck moving forward on your own, I want you to know that I will be sharing details for an option of a 4-week small group to share and learn with other women who, exactly like you, are prioritizing reclaiming their sexual desire, inviting and showing up for more pleasure in their lives. The part I most want you to get is whether you do it alone, with me, in a small group, or with your partner, it really doesn't matter. What matters is that you do it. You take the time, decide, and act on behalf of yourself and your future. To review, the second key is dreaming your dream and creating your vision of how it looks and feels. This truly is a big one. Take your time. If you're blocked or finding it difficult to paint that picture, I do invite you to reach out to someone you know or trust. As Lewis Carroll infamously said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. This is your life. Make sure you remove any blocks, hurdles, struggles that prevent you from creating the dream and the picture of what your heart and mind most desires, that you're going down the road you truly want, not just any road. This is where the fork comes in, and this is where your choices will make the difference in your future. So now we're ready for the third key. And the third key is to fall madly, passionately in love with yourself. Oh yes, I said it. It all starts with self-love and acceptance. Because what's good or bad in this moment, it just is, and it's not forever. It's true, your butt or your belly may be bigger than you want, your breasts bigger or smaller, hang lower. We're all on a journey, and our bodies change as we grow older. Nothing is static. But notice the energy that follows your thoughts. Because if you focus on the weight, or what that you have to say isn't important, or that you don't have worth, that negative energy, that not only feels bad to you, it also feels bad to your partner. And I'm inviting you to start changing that energy, realizing in this moment, even if there are parts that are not the best, they just are in this moment. Get to know and love yourself and your body. It's the only one you'll ever have. There's nothing more attractive than sexual confidence to you and your partner. I'm going to say it again because it's so important and true. Nothing is more attractive than sexual confidence. Learn how to let go and enjoy, really enjoy your sexy self. No matter what size, shape, weight you are, really let yourself go and enjoy your sexy self. So you can either pause this recording now or make sure you come back to it to complete worksheet number 6, Beautiful Me. For this experience, I want you to look at yourself in a mirror and consciously spend time focusing on what you like or love about your body. And as I hear myself say that, I realize that sometimes it might feel like too much of a stretch, really, to even say that you love any part of your body. And if that's the case, then start with what you like about your body. That Goldilocks just right personal growth stretch. Because when you're taking steps to get what you truly want, we often have to take small steps, baby steps even. If you ever take a step and don't get the desired outcome, it's not a failure. We just go back and understand why it ends up looking that way and why it was, honestly, too large of a step. The most important thing to know is that the reason it didn't happen is because it was too big. And you really need to target and define the next right step to get the change you desire. Like Goldilocks, you've got to learn for yourself what's too big, too small, and feels just right. Because that's the level of stretch I'm inviting you to discover and take on for yourself. The part of this key that I really want you to get is that if you don't love yourself, if you doubt your self-worth, don't think you matter or are important, if you allow yourself to get caught up in negative thinking about any parts of yourself, then you're creating and perpetuating a ball of negative energy that flows from these judgmental and negative thoughts. These heavy negative beliefs and thoughts can really suck the life out of you. And the reality, and I don't know if you know this, but our bodies are 60% water. And water, we know from Dr. Masaru Emoto's water experiments, is that our words can actually affect the crystalline structure of water. So if you weren't already aware, it's important for you to know that your thoughts actually carry energy, and that energy can change the structure of the water in you. So if you look in your workbook, I've provided a link to the page, the YouTube video that shows you the power of words on water. And I'm going to describe that for you now. But as they say, a picture definitely is worth 1,000 words. So please check it out for yourself. So Dr. Emoto observed the effects of words, prayers, and music in the environment on water. and he hired photographers to take pictures of water after being exposed to the different variables and then had them frozen so that he could see what would form in terms of the crystalline structures. And the results were nothing short of remarkable. When you look at the photos that contrast words of hate and love, you see before your very eyes very dramatic results. The molecules go from shapeless, blob-like forms to beautiful snowflakes. Words are very powerful. And an exercise I'd have you to try is to see if you could go 24 hours without a negative thought. Daunting, I know. And I know for most of you that might feel like actually a Herculean task. This is, however, such an important and powerful exercise. Because anytime you notice, reframe that negative thought to a positive that's also true and restart the clock. And if you find this too frustrating, and I do mean by giving it some time and really, really trying for at least 2 or 3 24-hour cycle days, or if that's too much when it is, just begin to notice the trending of your negative thoughts. And just hold a practice of redirecting your attention and reframing your thoughts so that over time that you truly see yourself trending from your practice becoming more positive than negative. Because we're all on our own journey, and we have to have compassion for ourselves and where we are in any given moment. So if this proves more challenging than you might first anticipate, just give yourself a lot of time, patience, and practice. What's so important to get here is that you bathe your mind in what feels good, joy, and love. You truly have all you need. You do matter. You are good enough just as you are right now in this moment. Have compassion and love exactly where you are in your journey to become and becoming even more of who you know you are deep inside. Because we all are born whole. It's our birthright. And if you've forgotten that, it's time to reclaim your own wholeness, one molecule at a time. So speaking of love, this third key involves adopting a practice of loving yourself daily through self-care. So what does this look like? Love yourself daily. I must say I'm notoriously known to say that self-care does not equal selfish, and in my mind is non-negotiable. You need to make yourself and your pleasure a priority. And as a working woman, wife, and mother of two, I know that there are almost ever, never enough hours in the day. And I also know that I have lists and lists of things I want to do, need to do, and can't get all done. And I've learned to stop putting myself at the bottom of that list. Because I can tell you, when I didn't make time for me, I was more burnt out and had far less to give. And actually noticed sort of resentful feelings started to cloud my mind. And yet, when I started taking care of me, and you start to take care of you, your mind, your body, you are replenishing your own life force. And I can assure you, in doing so, you will actually find you have more ways to give that feels good. And that it just feels more intuitive. I mean, there's a big reason they say if there was going to be a airplane crash, to put the mask on yourself first before your child. You have to really give yourself, refuel yourself so that you have the energy, the resources to do what intuitively you want to do and to give and protect and to take care of others. And I can say that there's plenty of data and science to also help us know in terms of the self-care, the importance of sleep, exercise, and eating well. To be our best, your best, you need restorative sleep. 7 hours in general is recommended. But that said, I think we all know for ourselves what feels like the right amount. Because I know some people who definitely need more, and a few who really do best with less. Some people can drink caffeine all day, but most of us can't, especially as we get older. As far as exercise goes, I tell you as a therapist, I almost want to mandate that exercise has to be a form of the therapy because physiologically, the impacts of exercise are huge to your health and to the way you feel in your body. And there is nothing like a good cardio to release tension in your body. Any kind of that tension or anxiety, cardio makes amazing differences. Because we all need natural and healthy ways to release that kind of tension. Because if not, we absolutely will be more reactive to disappointing situations or outcomes as they come up. And it's life, so we can all know and almost expect that in time, absolutely, they come up. So another key point here is the role of eating well. Because in so many ways, we actually are what we eat. And it is important to have good nutrition and essential vitamins. In the winter, I can tell you a number of my clients have vitamin D deficiencies. And they can tell you the cost of that fatigue and slump in their mood are high for a condition that thankfully is easy to treat and certainly mimics often itself as depression. And lastly, of course, sex therapist I am, sex positive person I am, I want, of course, add the role of orgasms, because I think actually orgasms should be on a pillar of our good health. Because just as good as cardio is for your physiology, so are orgasms. Because they release dopamine and oxytocin, which we all know are well-known pleasure and cuddle hormones. So I actually suggest an orgasm a day if you're game. It will make you feel good. But at the end of the day, we all are our own self as experts, so you choose what's right for you. So in summary of this key, love yourself passionately, take care of yourself, your body, and your health. Energize to eroticize, because you'll thank me. Anything less than mad, passionate, extraordinary love is a waste of time. There are too many mediocre things in life to deal with, and love shouldn't be one of them. That's a quote by Tiffany DiBartolo, and it's so true. Don't let love be anything less than passionate and extraordinary. So to recap, you now have three keys. One, knowing, naming, and owning the story you tell yourself. Two, dreaming and creating the vision of the life and the sex you really want. And three, love and take great care of yourself. And I think of these first three keys as the foundational keys, because it's these keys that provide you with all you need to create the sex, the life, and the relationship you really want. However, without this last key, they will never bring your dream into reality. So here it is, the fourth key. Are you ready? And the fourth key is to take action. So both on the practice of the three keys that we've just mentioned, and also importantly, in terms of communicating your needs and desires to your partner in a way that can truly be heard. So the first step in this key is to know for yourself what feels good and gives you pleasure so that you can communicate that to your partner. It's great if you already know your turn-ons, but whether you know them or you've never slowed down or turned yourself curiously to your own self-exploration, I can tell you we all benefit from exploration and novelty. That's true for self-stimulation as well as partnered experiences. Most people don't change up their masturbation or self-stimulation style. They have the same script that reliably gives themselves pleasure, and typically they've been practicing since their teens. I really find it so funny how many people get tired of the familiarity of their own partner and yet never seem to get tired of their own hand. Think about it. It's kind of funny and true. Not always true. But it's important that you realize that even if you have those old standbys, which are great and they should be staples, those reliable staples, great, do turn you on. But there are others that you may never have even tried on, or you've gotten stuck in a rut and going through the motion so often that you feel like the sex you're going to have may not even feel worth having. And some couples even stop having sex altogether. So whether you're in a relationship or you're single, I can assure you, we all need novelty. Even if things are good, it's important to remind ourselves that we can often get lulled into that familiar in which we take for granted. We need novelty and a variety of experiences to value what we already have. So now it's time to explore on your own and together the things that you've always been curious about, and perhaps didn't even know how to bring up, or that you want to be curious enough to discover and explore together for the first time. So grab your workbook one last time for our last worksheet, number 7. Yes, no, maybe. This is a great exercise to share things you've never tried before, and you might be open to trying now. So first, I want you to list all the things you enjoy and give you pleasure. All the things that you predictably say yes to. And my side note is, when the conditions are right, and we'll get to that shortly. And next, I want you to think about all the things perhaps you used to enjoy and took off your sexual menu. Because either they weren't things that your partner enjoyed, or maybe it's now time to revisit any items on your list that once you tried on and, you know, that sort of first experience just coming together really didn't work for one or the other of you. And in my experience, those kinds of experiences are just generally avoided and never brought up again. And so it's important that I think that you recognize the value of revisiting things like that. An example, like in my practice, might be a couple who sort of in the very beginning of their relationship, but they didn't quite know each other well and have that kind of trust and that bond. You know, they played around a little bit with the role play. Or it could be for you a sex toy or watching erotica together. And the point is, though, if it was awkward, it probably was never tried again. But the funny and true thing is that we do truly change over time, and our partners change, and our relationships grow. And so often when we've developed greater intimacy over the years, things that were once strange or uncomfortable or unfamiliar or didn't go well, they actually might be really hot now. So really think back in your own history to see what things you'd like to reconsider. And I'm asking you also to reconsider things you may have never tried before or you're curious to do together, whether you read it in Cosmo or any kind of magazine or looking online or just watching erotica or perhaps 50 Shades of Grey. It's important to know that within the intimacy of your relationship, consider it personally like walking a tightrope. It's exciting. You're both in control of the process and have each other's backs. Yet it is kind of stimulating to be on the edge. And to notice when trying on these new items on your sexual menu, to take it slow. Put a toe in the water, so to speak, to learn what does and doesn't feel good to you both. The mindset, the intention, is to explore, play, and get curious. The goal of this exercise is to first identify for yourself all the items you want to say yes to, the ones that definitely are on your menu, and to write no next to the ones that are not on and you're clear on it for sure. And those are the ones that for right now, this moment, they're not for now. Meaning they're definitely ones that maybe in time you'd reconsider, but they're the no for now. And yet it's also about revisiting these items in time to see if your answer may change as you start exploring the rest of your sexual relationship. So once you're done your list, I want you to pick a time that feels right to you and ask your partner to make their list. Make sure you give plenty of time to share your lists. And it's so important as you communicate with each other to avoid placing blame or casting things in a negative light. Present your thoughts and ideas in a way that generates excitement for you both and the possibility and the exploration, rather than presenting them as a lack or deficiency in your partner or in the life you have together. Remember, what we focus on expands, so focus on the positive. I can tell you in my own experience, clients are so often surprised by how many more items they actually add to the menu, their sexual menu that is, once they've actually taken the time to have this frank and explicit conversation. It may not even be one conversation. It might be a catalyst for the first in a series of smaller conversations. Give yourselves the time and space to pace the discussion in a way that works best for you in your relationship. And lastly, I want to introduce the concept of conditions for good sex. Because this is where you and your partner need to be mindful that a yes item may not always be desired. And so by that I mean, if you're exhausted, distracted, upset, things going on at work or maybe with a family health issue, it's important to recognizing there are times that are not good to stretch or even to do what otherwise would be great. We need to be aware of when in general you're more open and receptive and take advantage of those windows. And as I say this, it doesn't mean that all your ducks need to be in a row. It just means you need to generally be mindful if it's a good time for you and your partner when you'd like to try new experiences and to be able to let each other know when it's not. Relaxation is the foundation of arousal, so definitely choose times and windows that work for you both. So that's it, our four keys. To review, 1, own your story. 2, create your dream and vision. 3, love and take care of yourself. And 4, take action. Now, I want to say it's an important thing to notice, the big decision and difference between deciding to take action and actually doing it. So I want to help you take action starting now, while this is all fresh in your mind, to take a moment right now and just jot down. Put it on the back of your workbook or another separate page. What just right growth stretch about your sex life are you going to welcome at this moment into your life? And what part of your sex life that you have historically let be controlled by something out there are you going to now drive for yourself? And what are you going to do to take better care of you? What's one new behavior? And write down some new sexy menu items that you want to consider and you're going to introduce to your partner. So you now have the four keys and all you truly need to rekindle your desire and bring sexy back. I have loved sharing these keys with you. You've already taken the first step by purchasing this program. Practice all these steps and bring any questions you might still have for me for the live Q&A call for March 5th at 5 o'clock. And I'm going to be sending you an email next week to start collecting your questions for anyone who might not be able to make that call, and we'll be definitely listening to the recording. I hope you use this audio workbook as a resource to come back to time and time again, because I can tell you I've heard so many clients of mine tell me that every time they hear something and look at it one more time, they tend to take away something new every time they return to listen. I'm truly grateful and love to be helping you all on your journeys to rekindling your desire. And I'm excited to share more about the small groups that we'll be forming to take a deeper dive on these keys when we meet on the 5th. So if you're interested in connecting or working with me or sooner, I'm grateful and love to be helping all of you on your journeys to rekindle your desire. And I'm excited to share more about the small groups that we'll be forming to take a deeper dive on these keys when we meet on the 5th. So if you're interested in connecting or working with me sooner, I'd love to hear from you. Thrilled to share with you and be a part of your journey and help you past any personal hurdles that might be keeping you back from fully rekindling your desire and bringing your sexy back. And I can tell you, I'm confident through over 15 years of experience working with women and couples that when you focus on what you want and show up for it with your sexy, confident self, you absolutely will be taking your sex life and your relationship to a whole new level. Speak to you soon.